And on the live line is 3rd District Supervisor Shirley Zane. Good morning, Supervisor Zane.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you, and there's lots to talk about.
There is.
Yeah, fortunately, over the last couple of days, even under the red flag warning and with very hot temperatures, no measurable fire activity, and we are grateful for that.
No, that's great. Just want to remind the people who did lose their homes, too, that there's two phases that you have to get through, and the first one is that hazardous cleanup. And that we still have the school open, Sequoia Elementary School, that people can drive through from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. to get that list of safety items they're going to need to go up to their property. Also, it's important to wear those face masks, too. And we are trying to get those metrics down in terms of COVID so we can jumpstart opening all these businesses that have struggled so much. So we are working on that as well.
Any thoughts on your part, Supervisor Zane, about why Sonoma County has not been able to drop those numbers significantly in any way thus far?
Well, I don't think that we've done a good enough job in terms of going after that equity issue, which is that we have primarily Latino workers in our wine and ag and hospitality industry. And we have to provide some incentives so that we can get people well and stop the spread. And that's one of the major problems we're having here in Sonoma County, because we do have a very large ag and wine and tourism industry. So we're rolling out, the Board of Supervisors is rolling out a package that will help people get better, and we have to get at least at 5% in terms of the metric, meaning our lower paid workers, our Latino families. So we're going to provide financial incentives for those people to stay home when they need to because they've tested positive. A lot of workers don't even want to get tested because then they have to stay home, and then they can't feed their families. I mean, who can blame them? So we're going to find those incentives to keep them home. We're also going to roll out some hotel vouchers for people who really do need to isolate. We're going to expand this data-driven testing. We're going after the people who live in particular zip codes where we know COVID spread is very high. And so we're really going to do that outreach to our impacted communities and then make sure that there's carrots there instead of sticks, because we just haven't done enough. And there's about 4 or 5 counties now that were in the purple like us, and they've been able to get out of that purple because they're doing this very thing that I just mentioned, financial incentives for families most impacted.
And when might those carrots, as you call them, be in place?
Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. That's soon. And then, of course, it would take a while after that to be able to see the effects of that kind of assistance.
Well, it'll go out immediately because we've already got some groups out there. We have a program through our equity office called On the Move. So we're all ready just to pull the plug in terms of the financial side. Some of that outreach is already happening and the testing, too. So the only thing the Board of Supervisors is going to do is pull the plug on the financials in terms of getting people that assistance that they need. We're already doing the outreach. So keep your fingers crossed, Pat. We got to get open. I met with a group of winery and ag executives last week, and we all talked about this and what needed to be done. And so they are going to continue to meet and have some leadership from some other business sectors. And meanwhile, we got the public health department and the county administrator working on getting this package out there so we can move out of the... I think there is one other county that is purple, but they don't consider it a Bay Area county.
Right, and that so is we're the only one in the Bay Area, exactly.
We are.
And it's been a while. I mean, purple used to be my favorite color, but no longer.
I know. I think we're all tired of it. It's definitely causing economic pain, and so we're going to do everything we can to have a aggressive and robust program to get into the metric where we need to be for the equity issue. That's that's been the deal.
Very, yeah. very important. We need to drop down at least one tier and hopefully yep. more. And Supervisor Zane, you have been a big proponent of Measure O. And as we put the spotlight on the Vote 2020, can you talk about why Measure O is so important to pass?
Well, Measure O is probably the most important measure, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's too, that you can vote on, because it will fund desperately needed mental health services. Every single last cent, it's only a quarter cent sales tax, will go to fund the crisis services, the services for seniors, for veterans, for kids, for families, for schools. There's an excellent op-ed by Frank Chong, our wonderful president of the SRJC, and also Steve Harrington, the head of Sonoma County Schools. And just talking about what's going on with our kids in terms of trauma and cumulative trauma and grief that we've been hit so hard with in terms of these multiple disasters. But, you know, there's a lot of crisis services that are in place. The county is mandated to provide the mental health services for the people who are severely and persistently mentally ill. We think it's more cost-effective to provide those services when they're not homeless, before they become homeless, or before they become incarcerated. We know that pre-COVID, we had over 50% of the people had serious mental health issues in our county jails. So this will be $25 million into these mental health services. Not $1 goes anywhere else. It's all mandated to go to mental health, and it is desperately needed. Now is absolutely the time to invest in a healthier community. And we all agree, you know, that people who are mentally ill shouldn't be locked up, that people who are mentally ill shouldn't be sleeping on the street. And we're all having our own crises, too. So this will be suicide prevention. Flyer just went out. It had a picture of myself and my family and my husband, and they had four other photos, too, of people who have lost their loved ones to depression and suicide. Those are tragedies that go on for a long time. They're the repercussions, you know, it's like the rings in a pond. They go out there for a long time. They touch so many people, the children and the partners and the community members who loved those people. This is a tragedy that we can't avoid, but we cannot keep funding at the level that we're at. And that's not the county's fault. That's the state's fault. That's the federal government fault. We're not talking about private health care here. We're talking about public health care. But if you want to take a loved one to the crisis stabilization unit for 24 hours, we got to have a bed. And right now, we do not have enough beds. And we want to open a small psych unit, too, so people can stay for longer periods than 24 hours. And the mobile support crisis team. I actually founded it 10 years ago, and it's doing great work, but we've got to expand it so that we can be of assistance to the law enforcement when they encounter somebody that's mentally ill. They're not equipped to handle that human being, and that human being deserves to be able to be treated with respect, get the treatment they need, and also not have their life at risk. And same thing for the law enforcement. We don't want them to have to live with the tragedies that happen all too often when somebody calls the 911 on somebody that is having some type of psychiatric break and seems to be at risk.
There's a lot of connection there, that's for sure.
There's a lot of good things. And also, yes, on Measure P, Linda Hopkins and I are going to be doing a town hall meeting on that Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Very good. That is a yes on Measure this is not Measure O that we're talking about currently. We'll talk about Measure P coming up. Supervisor Shirley Zane is certainly for it. A quarter percent sales tax increase for the next how many years?
10 years.
All right. That is Measure O. Supervisor Shirley Zane, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great day.